的时候是用英文讲道。
So the last time I preached in English.
可能说我讲得不太好。
Or maybe it's not satisfactory.
所以这次叫我用普通话。
Then today they asked me to preach in Mandarin.
你要知道普通话也不是我的母语。
So it's not my mother's tongue. My mother's tongue.
这是过去一年在普世奉圣里面慢慢学的了。
But I learned the last couple of years, so it's improving.
可能下次再有机会的话。
So next time I'll preach in English.
我要用广东话。
So I'll preach in Cantonese.
我知道你们当中有几个是讲广东话的，是不是？
So I know many congregations here speaking Cantonese.
或者再下一次的话。
And the time after that?
可能就要用非洲话了。
So Afrikaans.
但是非洲话就有一个问题啊。
So there's one problem.
就是没人跟我翻译。
No translation.
那我不能讲一句就翻译一句，这么麻烦呢。
So that'll be an issue.
那感谢主，有机会跟大家一起来分享主的话语。
So I'm glad to share God's words with you.
今天我的主题是经历神的信心。
So topic today is experience the face of God.
其实呢，本来呢，这个题目是这样子的，那个是经历神迹的信心。
So because sometimes we're talking about experiencing the miracle.
但是呢，有些人呢，对经历神迹这个题目，可能有一些不知一种怪怪的感觉。
But some feel funny about miracle.
所以有时候我就把它改一改。
So that's why I changed the topic.
就是说经历神。
Experiencing God.
经历神是我们每个基督徒都要的吗？
The Christian should experience God.
很多时候在我们心里面，我们有这个约领啊，有这个呼喊。
So we have the burden and the emptiness.
主啊，给我经历你哦。
So give me something, God.
如果我能够经历你的时候
，so that I can experience you.
哇，所有的事情也不一样了。
Then my face will be different.
所以我先来跟大家读一处的圣经哦，在马可福音。
So the scripture reading is a book of Mark.
叫马可福音第十章。
Chapter 10,
从第十六节到五十二节
46 to 52.
那我们先用华语来一起来念。
So it's a read in Mandarin first.
然后我们才用英文来念。
Followed by English.
OK, 一二七。
到了耶利哥，耶稣同门徒并许多人出
耶利哥的时
候，
有
一个
讨
饭
的
瞎
子，
是底马的儿子巴底马，坐
在
路旁。他
听见
拿
撒勒
的
耶
稣，
就
喊着
说。
大卫
的
子孙
耶
稣
啊，
可怜
我
吧！有许多人责备他，
不
许他作
声，
他却就越发大声喊着说：“大卫的子孙啊，
可怜
我
吧！”
耶稣就站住说：“叫
他
过来。”你们
就
叫
那
瞎
子
对他
说：“
放心，起来，你叫
你
了。”瞎子
就
脱下
衣
服，跳
起来，
走
到耶
稣那
里。
耶
稣
说：“
要我
为
你
做
什
么？”瞎子
说：“
拉
波
尼，就
是
夫子，
我
要
能
看
见。”
耶稣说：“
你
去吧，你
的心
救
了
你
了。”
瞎子立刻看见了，就在路上跟随耶稣。
Okay.
So let's read in English. Then they came to Jericho as Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd.Were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, Sons of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and said, Call him. So they called to the blind man, Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you.Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. Go, said Jesus. Your faith has healed you. Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road.
Wow, 我听你们读的时候
When I heard you reading,
我觉得我好像是 stereo.
So there's a surround sound. The audience is listening.
盼望这个经文能够进到我们的内心里面。
So may the verses enter your heart.
经历神或是经历神迹的信心。
So experience God with faith.
当我看这段的经文的时候
，When I read these verses,
通常我们读这个福音书的时候啊，有时候我们要比较不同的 在福音书里面不同的记载。
Sometimes we need to compare the four gospels between the verses.
刚才我们读的是马可福音。
So that's the book of Mark.
这个时机同时在路加福音第十八章也有记载下来。
So also recorded.
但是有一点点的不一样。
With the minor differences.
这不一样就 trick 我里面就去多想一想这段的经文的内容。
So that's why it made me research more.
因为在马可福音的时候。
In the book of Mark.
他这边说他是到了耶利哥。耶稣和门徒并许多人出耶利哥的时候
，so they left Jericho，
好像给我们一个印象，就是离开耶利哥的时候
，should be leaving。
但是呢，在路加福音里面的记载呢，就说他们将近耶利哥。
In book of Luke's mentioning entering Jericho，
那有时候我们就是进去，或者是离开呢？
So whether it's leaving or entering，
我不知道你记不记得这个记载是怎么样弄出来。
Have you noticed the differences？
整个神职就是这个巴迪买，他经历耶稣的医治。
So this is the story about healing of Bartimaeus。
当然，一个很重要的一句就是耶稣说：“你的信救了你。
”Your faith has saved you。
他是那个信心，巴迪买的信心是先去到耶稣那边。
He met Jesus.
然后他的眼睛才打开。
Then his sight was recovered.
所以这个经历是很特别的。
So it's a special meaning.
但是呢，这个记录里面都是说，耶稣跟门徒进到去到那个耶利哥，然后离开的时候。
So it's a going in and then leaving Jericho.
然后再讲他进到耶利哥。
So it's entering and leaving.
只是有时候把我们弄得不清不楚的。
Sometimes maybe confusing.
但是其实你想一想哦，当以色列人离开埃及的时候。
But think about it, when Jesus left, when Israel left Egypt.
然后他们进到应许之地。
They entered the promised land.
第一个城市，他们要得的是哪一个城市
？So which city they need to conquer first?
就是耶利哥。
It's Jericho.
但是耶利哥怎么样？最后是怎么样的？
Then what happened to Jericho?
倒了。
So collapsed.
整个耶利哥城都已经变成什么废墟了。
So there's just relic only.
所以从这个角度来看，原来在历史里面耶利哥城有两个的。
So historically, actually, there are two cities in Jericho.
一个已经被摧毁了啦。
So the old one has collapsed.
后来呢，有人在旁边再把耶利哥城建起来。
Then there is someone rebuilt a new city.
圣经里面就讲他们要经过耶利哥去耶路撒冷。
So they went to Jerusalem by way of Jericho.
这个图你就看到耶利哥是这个，耶路撒冷是这个。
So you can see there's a distance between Jericho and Jerusalem.
那耶利哥是很水平以下300公尺的一个城市。
So Jericho has 300 feet underground, under a horizon.
是很低的。
So it's kind of low altitude.
然后他要一直向山跑去耶路撒冷。
So ascending to Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是差不多水平面以上800公尺。
So the about 800 feet above sea level.
所以相差了有1100公尺的那个落差。
So the drop's about 11,000 feet.
耶稣在那边就碰到这个人。
So Jesus bumped into this person.
我就想一件事情，就是在旧的耶利哥城跟新的耶利哥城中间有这些土贩的人在里面。
So there are beggars between the old city and the new cities.
就是神迹发生的地方。
That's where the miracle happened.
我就想到好像在我们的生命里面。
So it is similar to our life.
什么时候可以经历到上帝的他的工作，他的神迹呢？
So when we've experienced God's miracle?
在以前的还没有信主的救人的时期里面
，So before accepting Jesus or being saved，
我们没有可能经历耶稣
，We would not experience Jesus，
因为我们没有跟他有关系
，Because we had no relationship with Jesus。
我们进到这个救赎的里面以后
，So once we enter the salvation，
就是现在我们基督徒走的这条人生的路。
So this is the path for the Christian.
我们仰望将来的新天新地嘛。
We look upon new heaven and new earth.
那将来的事情我们都很蛮有盼望的，对吧
？So we have hope.
但是我们现在呢？我们现在的处境是怎么样呢？
So what about our current situation?
有些弟兄姐妹常常面对很多的挑战。
So there are many challenges in our lives.
在家庭里面。
In family.
在婚姻里面。
Marriage.
在工作里面。
Jobs.
在退休的准备里面。
Or even facing retirement.
我们都会面对很多的挑战。
There are many difficulties or challenges.
弟兄姐妹，这些挑战临到你跟我的生命里面。
So we will all encounter those.
这是一个经历上帝的机会。
So this is an opportunity to experience God.
有人这样讲，危机危机嘛。
So sometimes crisis crisis.
那中文就是有危就有机。
So crisis bring opportunity.
所以有挑战的时候，在我们生命里面有挑战的时候。
When we face challenges in life,
也是一个可以经历上帝的时候。
So it's an opportunity to experience God.
但是我们要怎么经历呢？
Then how we experience God?
我们就要学这个巴底买。
So we need to learn from Bartimaeus.
巴底买他生命里面这次有很特别的跟耶稣的相遇。
So it's a chance meeting with Jesus.
他的信心是很奇怪的。
So the message is kind of odd.
或者说他的信心给我们有很多的学习的功课。
So that we can learn.
那第一，我就说，这个题目就是没有就相信。
So without what, then you believe?
没有什么呢？就是因为他是一个什么？他是一个瞎眼的人。
Because Bartimaeus was blind.
所以他是没有看见哦。
So he couldn't see.
他没有看见，但是他心灵里面的视窗打开了。
But he opened the heart of his window.
我特别把他还是镂空啊。你自己要把字填进去哦。
So fill in the blank.
他没有看见，但是他耶稣说你的信救了你。
Because your faith has saved you.
其实有时候我们都是这样子哦，是看没有看到，但是我们相信。
So sometimes we believe without seeing.
现代的人常常说我要看到我才相信啊。
But people often say to see is to believe.
只是讲这句话了，他是相信自己的头脑。
But that you just believe in your own concept.
比如说我这里有五块钱。
So for example, I have $5 bill here.
这五块钱可以买什么？
So how can I buy?
可能去 supermarket 可以买a packet of cheese.
Maybe a pack of cheese.
但这是五块钱哦。
This is $5.
你相信这五块钱有用吗？
Do you believe it's worth $5 really?
我可以自己拿一张纸写五块钱这样子来用吗？
So I can write the $5 on a piece of paper. Does that work?
你说不可以啊。
No, it won't.
为什么不可以啊？
Why not?
因为你说这个五块钱后面有一个 backup.
Because there's a backup.
对吧？后面有一个有政府的支持。
Because it's supported by the government.
后面呢有通常政府都要买很多黄金哦，黄金来 back up 它的 currency 啊。
So just like gold reserve for the currency.
你看到那些黄金吗？
Did you see the gold?
你没有啊，你看到那个
You never saw those gold.
政府的 promise 你看到吗？
So did you see the promise of government?
你没有看到啊。
You never saw.
但是你相信。
But you believe.
因为有些事情后面你没有看到。
Many things you could not see.
但是你相信。
But you believe.
那特别对这个瞎眼的巴底买来讲。
Especially for this blind Bartimaeus,
他眼睛看不到,
he couldn't see.
但是他心里面的心灵他看到哎。
But he saw with his heart.
他看到什么了？
What did he see?
为什么他看到了？
Why he see?
从圣经里面我们来看一看哦。
Let's learn from the Bible.
从47节的那边讲。
So verses 47.
圣经说他听见是拿撒勒的耶稣。
When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth.
听到是拉撒勒的耶稣啊，这句话有什么特别的
？So what's special about he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth?
以前耶稣有一个门徒，还没有成为他门徒之前呢，这个拿单叶。
So Nathaniel was his disciple.
当人介绍耶稣给他的时候
，When Jesus was introduced to him,
也说他是拉撒勒。
So he's from Nazareth.
他就讲这句话。
So he said.
拿撒勒还能出什么好的了
？So anything good came out of Nazareth？
没有先知的了。
So there's no prophet。
没有君王从拿撒勒出来。
Or no royalty。
所以没有什么好的东西从拿撒勒出来的了。
Nothing good came out of Nazareth。
没有什么很好有名的大学啊，还是那是神学院啊，那是蜡笔啊，是从拿撒勒出来的。
So no famous rabbi, university, or seminary from Nazareth。
所以拿撒勒是这样的一个地方。
So this is where Nazareth was.
但是当这个巴底买他听到是拉撒勒人耶稣的时候，
but when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth,
他怎么回应？
What was his response?
所以第四十七节的后面就讲啊，他就喊着说，大卫的子孙，耶稣啊，可怜我吧。
He began to shout, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
哎，他的反应很特别哦。
So his response was special.
他不是说拉撒勒耶稣啊，他不是这样讲哦。
So he didn't say Nazareth, Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth.
反而他说大卫的子孙啊。
But he said son of David.
啊，你要记得大卫的子孙这个字哦，这个 phrase 哦。
Especially son of David.
不是一般的讲法来的。
So it's not a normal term.
在那个时候，以色列人一直来盼望什么？盼望弥赛亚。
So Israel had been expecting Messiah.
好像在路加福音也讲这句话，基督是大卫的子孙。
Because he said Messiah is the son of David.
所以当他们讲大卫的子孙的时候，
when they mentioned son of David,
他们是指到那个弥赛亚要来。
They meant the coming of Messiah.
所以呢，从这个巴底马呼喊出来的时候。
So when Matthias cried out,
你可以把这句改啊，你可以把大卫的子孙改成什么？弥赛亚，耶稣啊，这样子。
So you can change son of David into Messiah.
哎，这个很特别嘞。
So it's so special.
为什么其他人都看不到、听不到这句话嘞
？So why nobody mentioned this?
只有在巴底马的心里面，他才想到拉撒勒人耶稣就是大卫的子孙呢。
Only in the heart of Bartimaeus.
So 我说他的心灵的视窗是打开的。
So the heart of his, the window of his heart opened.
因为他听进去。
Because he heard it.
有一个老师和那个神学的老师这样分享。
Some seminary teacher mentioned.
他说，在那些希伯来人啊，希伯来文的里面哈，他跟我们中文很像，常常用一些同音的字，或者比较近。那个音韵很相近的字哦。
So in Hebrew, some words sound similar.
那他就讲哦，就是那个 Nazareth 这个字哈。
So talk about Nazareth.
那 Lazar 这样子哦。
So Nazareth.
就跟以赛亚书11章第一节讲到大卫的根这个 root。
So talk about the book of Isaiah, root of Jesse.
以赛亚书也讲到这个弥赛亚嘛。
Also mentioned about Messiah.
他这个那个 root 那个字。
So talk about the root.
啊，其实这读出来是我读的不好了，大概是这样呢 ，Mishurasa.
So it sounds like Mishurasa.
Rasa. 跟 Lazar 很像的。
Sounds of Nazareth.
啊，然后呢，当他也讲在出埃及记。
Also in the Exodus.
当上帝向那个摩西介绍自己的时候。
When God revealed to Moses,
他就讲是为千万人全楼慈爱的。
So I showed love to the masses.
那他就讲那个 keeper 这个字。
So mention this particular word.
Keeper of grace for the thousand.
So keeper of the grace for the thousand.
那个 keeper 就读出来的时候 ，Lazar.
So keeper pronounced similar to Nazar.
所以这三个字连起来就是一个弥赛亚的一个图画。
So all three words similar to Messiah.
特别在一个看不见的人来讲。
Especially to a blind person.
他的听。
But his hearing is pretty sensitive.
这些音的时候就连起来。
So they can connect the different sounds.
我不知道这个讲法有多少可以成立。
I don't know how credible to this sayings.
但是如果真是这样的话。
If it is so.
至少在巴底马的心灵里面。
So.In the heart of Bartimaeus,
他是把拉撒勒人耶稣跟弥赛亚是连起来的。
So he connects son of David to Messiah.
弟兄姐妹，我们的耳朵听不听得到
？Can we hear that?
有时候我们因为看到太多事情
，Sometimes we're distracted by many things we see.
里面的耳朵就听不到
，But inner ear cannot listen.
那耳朵听的时候
，So when you hear.
好像以赛亚书五十章里面所提醒我们的
The book of Isaiah.
我们要听什么了
So what do we hear?
我们要听到主每早晨都提醒我的耳朵
So he wake my ears.
好像使我能够听像受教的人一样
Listen like one being instructed.
他说主耶和华开痛的耳朵，我并没有违背，也没有退后。
The sovereign Lord has opened my ear. I have not been rebellious. I have not been turned away.
在心里面，我们要有一个受救的心。
So we need to be receptive.
当然也好像Samuel、撒母耳一样。
Which should be like Samuel.
撒母耳说：“请说，仆人静听。”
Samuel says, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening."
我们听了以后就要行动。
So we follow with action.
如果我们常常来到主的面前来听。
So we come to the church and listen.
但是我们没有行动。
But there's no action.
我们听了以后就算了。
So it's just words only.
我们都是来教会里面听听说说。
So we just listen to the sermon.
没有进到我们的内心里面。
So never enter our heart.
那我们就没有可能经历上帝的作为。
Then we cannot experience the action of God.
有时候我们问一个问题。
So we need to ask a question.
为什么我们常常听不到主的声音？
Why we cannot listen?
你知道为什么吗？
To the voice of God.
其中一个原因。
This is the reason.
因为我们说的太多啊。
Because we speak too much.
你知道我们来到祷告会的里面。
So when we come to prayer meeting.
你开始的时候。
So when we start.
我们就讲。
So we talk.
讲有奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
And then in the name of Jesus.
然后就走了。
Then we left.
你讲很多东西给你的上帝听。
So you spoke so much to the Lord.
但是你没有 spend time, 你没有花时间来听一听他要讲什么。
But we didn't listen to his voice.
另外呢，也第二个原因是我们听，为什么我们听不到？
Why we couldn't listen?
因为我们常常来到主的面前，我们说主啊，我要做什么？
We said we want this.
其实这个问题讲出来就讲错了。
But it's a wrong way to put it.
不是说我要做什么。
Not what I want.
就是你要我做什么。
But your will be done.
我要做什么就是我好像我要在神的面前我要很努力的来赚取他的 mercy, 赚取他的恩典。
So what I want is to obtain his grace and salvation.
其实是他要我做什么。
But we should seek his will.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
有没有听过这首歌？
Have you heard this song before?
可能很多人都听过哈。
Probably many people have heard it.
这个可以配出来吗？
So let's listen to this wonderful song.
就是我们一起来听一听，一起来唱一唱头一两节。
So just a couple verses.
这个没有办法，我们就跟着。一起来唱这个，用华语来唱哦。
So with Mandarin.
轻轻听，我要轻轻听，我有这耳听我主声音。轻轻听，他在轻轻听，我的牧人认得我声音。你是大牧者，生命的主宰，我一生只听随主声音。你是大牧者，生命的主宰，我的牧人认得我声音。轻轻听。我要轻轻听，我要这耳听我主声音。轻轻听，他在轻轻听，我的牧人认得我声音。你是大牧者，生命的。声音，你是大牧者，生命的主宰，我的牧人认得我声音。
好了，我们就唱到这个就可以。弟兄姐妹，我们常常想
，So we often meditate，
因为在约翰福音里边讲到，我们的牧者他听。 他认得我的声音。
Book of John, the shepherd recognized my voice.
有时候我们忘记了，其实羊也要听这个牧者的声音。
So sheep listen to the shepherd also.
不但他听你的声音。
So the shepherd listen to your voice.
你也听他的声音。
You should listen to his voice.
你听到的时候。
So when we listen,
你整个生命就不一样。
Your life will be different.
巴迪马听到之后。
So Bartimaeus listened.
从他的信心里面，他的口就张开了。
And he opened his mouth.
他说：“大卫的子孙啊，耶稣。
”Son of David, Jesus.
可怜我吧。
Have mercy on me.
但是你看到他讲这句话很特别的。
So something special about this.
他说：“可怜我吧。
”Have mercy on me.
因为他知道他是活在神的怜悯的里面。
He know he lives under the mercy of God.
他是一个土犯的。
So he's a sinner.
他看不到。
He couldn't see.
他的人生完全的没有希望。
So he was begging and.
他现在需要的是什么了？
No hope. What did he need?
如果是你，
if you were him.
你是那个巴迪买。
You are Bartimaeus.
可能你说，哎呀，给我叉烧饭啊。
So you may want something good to eat.
或者说，哎呀，给我立刻可以看见。
So that I can see.
给我一个房子我住。
So give me a house to live.
可能在我们的里面有很多的展望。
So there's many hope and yearning.
他在他的人生里面，他最觉得最真实的需要是什么了
？So, but the utmost need.
不是那些的东西。
Nothing else.
不是要眼睛来能看到。
Not just his sight.
不是每一天都有饭吃。
Not just being fed.
那些是重要。
Those were important.
但是不是最重要。
But not the most important.
有时候我们人生里面都是这样子。
Sometimes we need to prioritize.
有很多的英文讲，有很多的 wants.
So we have many wants.
但是你的 need 是什么了？
But what do you need?
你里面的需要是什么了？
So what do you really need?
他说，主啊，我需要的是你的怜悯。
So have mercy on me.
弟兄姐妹，在我们的人生里面，我们需要的是什么呢？
So what do we really need in life?
耶利米哀歌第三章二十二到二十三节。
So lamentation.
他们说：“我们不致消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不致短绝。每早晨都是新的，你的诚实何等广大。”
Because the Lord's great love we are not consumed, for His compassion never fails. We are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness.
弟兄姐妹，这个是我们基督徒每天要经历的事情。
So this our daily experience.
你说：“哎呀。”我不觉得自己很可怜哦。
I don't think I'm pitiful.
我有很多东西哦。
I own many stuff.
我有房子啊。
So、I own a house.
我有车子啊。
I own a car.
我有儿子啊。
So、I own children.
我什么子都有啊。
So and many other stuff.
都是因为你有太多嘞。
But sometimes there's too plentiful.
你就不觉得自己需要神的怜悯。
Then you don't think you need God's mercy.
其实你问自己内心里面的感受。
But you should ask yourself deep inside.
现在你有的东西，
so among the things I have,
是不是把你真是可以给你完全的满足吗？
Really satisfy you?
在你的基督徒的人生里面，
so as a Christian,
你觉得这些东西都已经够了吗？
Do you think they're enough?
其实弟兄姐妹，我们都知道，
we all know,
这是身外之物，
but they're all temporal.
在我们里面，我们需要的是什么？是神的怜悯。
So we all live because the mercy of God. So it's not pitiful. But it's a grace of love. So I could give you something. And because of His grace.
So
Bartimaeus knows.What he really needs. May God help us so that we know what we really need. So when we pray, when we experience him, so we can experience his presence. So also, for him, how then experience God? Because he's persistent.
从第四十八节
，So verses 48。
四十八节就许多人责备他
，Many rebuked him，
不许他作声
，Told him to be quiet，
就说：“哎呀，你不要这么麻烦呢。”
Be quiet.
我们现在要赶去耶路撒冷呢。
So we're on a schedule.
耶稣要面对死亡啊，面对十字架啊。
So he need to go to the cross.
这些人就说了，拦阻他嘛。
So people stop.
有拦阻的时候，你会怎么样？
So when we have difficulties,
有困难的时候，很多时候我们就会放下来，放弃。
Sometimes we give up.
所以这个是永不放弃的坚持。虽然前面有拦阻
，Even though there's obstruction.
这个拦阻可能讲出来的时候很有道理的。
So sometimes the reason behind the difficulties.
但是他没有放弃。
But he never gave up.
那在圣经里面也这样讲吗？我们祷告
，So when we pray，
我们祈求
，So when we ask，
就给你们
，Ask and you shall receive，
寻找你就寻见
，Seek and you find，
叩门就给你们开门
，Knock and the door will be opened unto you。
在圣经里面讲这句话的时候，是像我们说是 present continuous tense，
So it's a present continuous tense，
就是一直来
，It's continuing。
那我们要在上帝面前来求的时候
，When we ask God，
要应该有一种的态度。
So that should be our attitude.
就是一直来求，但是呢，很重要，你求的对哦。
Continuously in the right way.
如果你是求神的怜悯的话
，If you ask His,
我会告诉你，你求的对。
So you ask the right thing.
神一定会给你。
God will give it to you.
那圣经也讲了，如果我们得不到，是因为不求；我们求也得不到，因为我们是妄求。
So sometimes we didn't ask, or we asked the wrong thing.
我们需要的来到神的面前来求。
We need to come before God and ask.
那另外一个字就是紧切、迫切的来祈求。
So ask earnestly.
有很出名的 OMF 的创办人呢，就是戴德森先生。
So there's a famous missionary, Hudson Taylor.
他讲过神工作的 formula， 神工作的那个程式是怎么样。
So there's a protocol for God's work.
他说开始都通常是这样子 ，not work doesn't work.
So sometimes nothing worked at the beginning.
然后说yeah, maybe, but there will be some difficulties.
有的时候会有困难。
那最后呢？他说成了。
So then it is done.
有时候我们看到一些困难的时候
，when we face the difficulty,
挑战的时候
，or challenges,
都说没有可能的了
，it's impossible.
但是我们求的时候
，when we ask,
在神的面前求怜悯的时候。
As mercy of God.
慢慢地发觉，有可能，但是还是有挑战，有困难。
So even though it's possible, but it's still challenging.
那最后呢？解决啊。
Then it's
成就了。那在这个等候或者说坚持的那个情况里面
，When we're waiting and be persistent.
到什么时候才要停下来呢
？So when is the time to stop?
那49节。
So verses 14:9.
耶稣就站住，说叫过他来。
Jesus stopped and said, "Call him."
他们就叫了瞎子，对他说，放心起来，他叫你了。
So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, or on your feet, he's calling you."
那这个跟我们刚才讲的，要听到主的声音也很像。
So it's similar to listening to God's voice.
就是你听到主的话语的时候，就是那个时候你就可以停下了。
So when you listen to God's word, then you can stop.
听到神的话。
So when you hear his word,
叫他过来,
just come.
就是神已经做一些回应。
So God responds.
那神在那边就告诉你应该做什么，应该做什么。
Then God will tell you what to do.
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有等候到一个地步来听到主的声音？
So are we waiting for his time, listen to his voice?
那我刚刚看到一个牧师他这样讲啊。
So one pastor preached.
他说有一次他一直为一件事情来祷告来祷告。
So he's been praying for a certain thing.
都没有什么听到神的声音。
But he didn't hear God's voice.
那到一天他突然之间看到以赛亚书65章。
So one day he read Isaiah chapter 65.
那24节。
So verses 24.
那边这样讲哦，在你没有求告以前。
So you didn't ask.
神已经应允你了。
God already promised.
在你刚开始讲话的时候
，Before you even speak,
他已经回应你了。
He already responded.
他突然之间心里面就觉得神听我的祷告。
So he knew God was listening.
因为神透过这圣经给他回应。
So God responds through this verse.
你还没有开声
，Before you even speak,
你还没有祷告以前
，Before you even pray,
我已经听了。
So God already knew.
那句话变成他那个时候听到主的声音的一个经历。
So that's his he heard God's voice.
有一次我要讲一个布道会。
Before I evangelize in a meeting.
因为是一个那个 high school 的一个毕业camp 的里面的。
So it's a graduation camp.
所以有很多学生来到那个 camp 的里面。
So many students came into the tent.
那我心里面就有一些压力了。
So I felt stressed.
你知道做传道人啊，讲布道会。
So sometimes before the evangelical meeting,
我们要护照吗
？So when we did the altar call,
不知道他们的反应是怎么样吗
？We don't know what to expect.
那之前我都祷告。
So I prayed and prayed.
And 祷告很久。
So I prayed for a long time.
好像没有什么体会。
So I didn't feel anything.
那预备讲这样，当然预备要花时间预备。
So it took a lot of time to prepare the sermon.
直到之前的一天两天左右
了。Until a day or two before.
还在祷告。
I was still praying.
突然之间有一个感觉。
All of a sudden, I had a feeling.
神已经听了你的祷告。
God already listened to my prayer.
他要在当中做奇妙的事情。
He will do something wonderful.
我不知道是什么。
I didn't know what.
但是我心里面就已经有一种释放的感觉。
So I felt reassured.
所以就准备了。
So I prepared.
讲的哪一天
？Until the date of the preaching.
最后要复照嘛
？Then I did the altar call.
当我发出复照的时候，哎，全部人都举手哦。
So everybody raised their hand.
哇，我 I'm so excited.
我好兴奋。
但是我说，哎，可能是假的。
So may not be true.Too good to be true.
把手放上来。
So okay, lower your hand.
刚才的不算数。
So it didn't count.
再来一次。
Let's do it again.
我从来没有叫人举手两次的啦。
So I never did the altar call this way.
如果你真的要相信耶稣的话
，If you really believe in Jesus,
你才把手举起来。
Raise your hand again.
全部举手哦。
And everybody still raised their hand.
很高兴哦。
So I feel so happy.
我说，可能也不是真的。
Maybe it still not be true.
是学生啊，他们就应酬你嘛。
But it's just lip service from students.
那我就说 OK， 如果你真的相信耶稣的话，你站起来，然后站起来。
Then you really believe in Jesus, please stand up.
他们站起来。
And they all stood up.
我心里面就感谢。
So I gave thanks to God.
神自己要做的工作。
So God was at work.
是超乎人的能力。
Beyond our power.
那当我们愿意去经历他的时候。
When we're willing to experience His presence,
我们愿意听到他说耶稣他说话的时候
，listen to His words,
什么都会改变
，everything can change,
而且呢，什么都在他的掌管的里面
，He's in charge.
感谢主，当这个巴迪买
，So praise the Lord, Bartimaeus.
他听到耶稣叫他过来的时候
，When he listened, call him.
他怎么样经历耶稣的？或者说他怎么经历这个神迹呢
？How did he experience the miracle？
第三点，我就说离开旧有的模式。
So leave your old self。
你看第五十节。
So verses 60。
他这样讲，小姐就掉下衣服，跳起来，走到耶稣那里。
So he dropped his clothes and feet and came to Jesus。
耶稣说：“要我为你做什么？”
What do you want me to do for you?
读圣经的时候，读到那边的时候，我心里面有个很大的感受。
So it touched me when I read this.
耶稣要他从他过去的东西要把他丢弃。
So throw his cloak aside.
来到耶稣面前。
Came to Jesus.
耶稣就问他。
Then Jesus asked him.
我为你做什么
？What do you want me to do for you?
这句话里面其实很宝贵。
So it's precious.
他看不到。
He couldn't see.
他来到耶稣面前。
He came to Jesus.
是一个拿撒勒人耶稣。
Jesus of Nazareth.
他心里相信是大卫的子孙。
And he believed it was the son of David.
你现在来到耶稣面前，你愿不愿意相信他可以为你做一些事情呢
？So do you believe he can do something for you?
这个是很大的信心的转变。
So it's a major change from the faith.
他以前拿的是什么了？
So what do you hold on to?
他掉下他自己衣服。
He's throwing his cloak aside.
一个土犯的人。
For a beggar.
他有什么了
？What did he own?
他的衣服也是肮脏的了。
So probably dirty clothes.
如果我们在外面看到一些流浪汉。
If you saw homeless around.
你看到那些人一包两包，有很多东西哦。
They carried many belongings with them.
如果他说我送给你哦,
if they said, I gave it to you,
你会不会要?
Are you taking them?
你不会要, 为什么不要?
No, why not?
都是肮脏的,
so it's all dirty.
都是有味道的,
it's smelly.
但是对他来讲哦,
but to him,
所有都是宝贝来的,
so everything was precious.
如果你要把那些东西拿,
if you took away from them,
他不许你的,
so he won't allow it.
他跟你打起来耶,
maybe he would fight for it.
但是是他的宝贝来的,
everything was precious to him.
你看, 把他的投靠的对象改变的时候,
so when this subject of
所有他以为很好的东西, 他都会丢掉,
so they can throw away anything.
这个就是保罗所讲的,
so this is what Paul said.
我看万事如粪土,
I thought everything is dirt.
为要得着基督为至宝,
so only precious thing is Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹, 今天因为我们有很多什么,
we own many things.
We
thought they were precious.
We
didn't throw it away. That's why as Christians, we rarely experience Jesus. So we hold on to too many things. One time I was in
Feichen.
So I attended a Chinese church.
那之后有一个弟兄在清洁那个教会的地方。
So afterwards, a brother was cleaning.
他用那个扫把来清洁。
With a broomsticks.
然后有一个人告诉我。
Then one man told me.
你知道那个扫地的弟兄?
Do you know who he is?
他是 PhD 来的。
So he is a PhD.
我说, 哇, PhD在这边也是来扫地的。
So he cleaned the floor as a PhD.
当然我们都知道了, 服侍神, 服侍神的家, 没有我们自己的地位的那一种的感觉的了。
So it's not about status serving the Lord.
但是我知道在北美, 我们很多人都是很有才干的人。
So we are many talented people in North America.
可能就是扫地的来一个也是PhD。
So even the cleaning persons had a PhD degree.
我们自己拿得很紧很紧。
If you hold on to your status,
神啊, 你要用我,
you said, I'm a PhD,
神啊,
you should use me.
你用我,
so use me because I'm a professional.
当我拿着这些的时候,
so when I hold on to
those,
then spiritually you won't experience God.
你好像这个瞎眼的巴迪马, 你要把他掉下,
so just like this blind Bartimaeus threw his cloak away.
耶稣说,
what do you want me to do for you?
你真的认识我吗?
Do you really know me?
你真的体会我在你的生命里面可以做成的事情吗?
Have you really experienced my life?
弟兄姐妹, 这个是很重要的。
So that's the important thing.
如果我们不知道他是谁,
if we don't know who God is,
我们就不会投靠他。
We won't rely on him.
你没有投靠他, 你就不可能经历生命的翻转。
You don't rely on God, your life will not be changed.
然后最后的52节,
verses
52, 当然耶稣讲了,
then Jesus said, go. Your faith has healed you.
那个是耶稣讲的,
so your faith was first.
小孩子,
immediately he received his sight.
那个肉体的眼睛打开是后面的事情。
And so that his sight received 但是, was later.
但是最后的来一句我觉得很重要。
But most important thing was the next verse.
这个人就在路上跟随耶稣。
And follow Jesus along the road. He's throwing his cloak aside. So relying on Jesus. And he followed Jesus along the road. It's a total change of his life. So rarely we experience God. Because we did not dedicate our life to him. So you only want to experience miracle. But the result is very important. Follow Jesus. Especially for Christian.
是一种尽心的一种的尾声。
So it's about dedication.
每一个经历上帝的事情,
so when you experience God,
都是将我们带到更 进一步的委身。
So we need to dedicate more.
弟兄姐妹，这是经历信心的一个很经历神迹的一个很重要的一个性质。
So this is an important step to experience God.
所以如果我们没有想到这，没有准备这个
，If we are not prepared for that,
怪不得我们经历不到它。
No wonder we can't experience God.
所以那你让我经历到你。
So we need to experience God.
体会你。
Sense Him.
So that, 所以我们能够更委身在你的里面。
So that we can dedicate our life to God.
这是巴迪马的信心。
So this is the face of Bartimaeus.
他信心不是单单在里面。
It's not just inside.
他的信心是也是显出来的。
And showed in his action.
也是用行动来证明出来的。
And his behavior.
求主来帮助你跟我。
May God help you and me.
在跟随主的路上面。
To follow God.
我们有很多很多机会。
So you have many opportunities.
这些机会都是来体会上帝在你我生命里面要做成的事情。
To experience God for your life and me.
然后在跟随主的路上面，我们可以进一步的委身在他的里面。
So we can follow Him and dedicate our life to Him.
求主帮助。
May God help us.
谢谢。
Thank you.